12:20 PM in the afternoon, and I'm back along in the park, just at the start of the park. A beautiful, now is it a dragonfly or a damselfly? I think it's a damsel. Is it a damsel damsel folds its wings back, whereas the dragonfly obviously has two pairs of wings. So this, I'll go down so my shadow doesn't cast on it. Oh, it's a most beautiful iridescent blue. There are lots of insects now that have come down to this level. But this damselfly is a... It's big eyes with a white dot on the top of each one. Then its body is like blue and white stripes, longitudinally. And then the long body behind that is iridescent blue bands about 7 or 8 millimetres each, with a black band about a couple of millimetres in between each one. Hope that describes it nice. But it is absolutely gorgeous. What a beautiful little thing. And if I hadn't looked down at this point, listen to the old bones getting up. Ah! I said there was loads of things. Now there's a ladybird. I don't want to cast shadows because it frightens it. It's a one, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a 7-spot ladybird. Quite a big one too. You know, it's amazing. We walk past these things, you know, and we never really look. And the only reason I'm really looking today is because the buttercups are out, the wildflowers are in bloom. You can smell them, and the insects are out. But the main thing is, the sun's out and it's really warm. So I've got time to stop. What's that poem again? Stop. I want the time to stop and stare. My wife knows that one. I can't remember it now. Yes, basically. And I forgot what I was going to say. The rambling's off a rambler. Well, I'm heading back into the park, and said to Mary that I'm going to come in here with the mic and try and get some decent recordings of the bands in full swing. So I'm going to head down to the park. And what else happened? Well, yeah, I used to bring my iPad to the car boot so that if I get a chance and get some time, I can go into the car and do some research on things I'm interested in, or just try again and upload audio. Yeah, via iOS. Anyway, so I jumped in the car and I got the iPad out and started to do a search, and I couldn't get a response. Is it the server had timed out? So I'll try something else then. So I've tried another one and I got a similar result. So wait a minute, something funny here. So I looked at the top of the screen and it said, no service. Oh, wait a minute, why is there no service? I get 3G here. Then I remembered. I contacted Vodafone the other day there and asked them to switch SIMs, in other words, to switch the service from my iPad 3 device to my iPad Air, now that I'm beginning to start using the Air more and more. So that's what happened. The Air is activated and it's sitting in the house, and the iPad 3 sitting in the car and it's not activated. So with no Wi-Fi, no cellular connection, I can't get 3G. You know, the funny thing about it was, I never ever realised, and this may sound stupid to some of you out there who are a bit more savvy with these kind of things, I never ever fully realised that having the SIM card was anything to do with 3G. I thought that was to provide me with a connection when 3G wasn't available or Wi-Fi wasn't available, that I could use a normal cellular connection, which of course is a lot slower, but at least you've got a connection. I genuinely thought that's what that That did. I didn't think that that was a 3G, but obviously now when I think about it, how stupid I was. Yeah, you can hear the vines from here, no problem. There's a beautiful big bunch of Hesperus out here. I used to have it in the garden years ago and it just suddenly died out. Hesperus or Sweet Rocket. I think it has quite a few common names throughout the world. But in the evening, the scent is stunning. It's heady, it's beautiful. Makes me think now to get some more for the garden again. So that was the iPad. And then I headed over to McDonald's to treat my hard-working good lady to a Smarty ice cream with sprinkles. She loves those. Actually, she prefers the cream egg one, but you want to get that Easter. I think I mentioned that in my last video. And talking about McDonald's, I did an audio boo recently about them. While I was in there, and it, by the way, it was chock-a-block, absolutely heaving. And so I had to stand, not for very long, give them their due, they're really fast at service. Two ice creams, please, yes. And the young manager guy was there, and he was helping out, filling those large tubs of soft drinks, sodas, etc. Sodas, they say in the States, but in Goldback, they say sodas. And all he was doing was pressing buttons, one button after another, rattling these soft drinks out. So when I had a wee break and I was waiting, and ice cream's coming, an abdomen, I says, how many staff do you have in here on a busy day like today? It varies, he says. They do rotate, it's a rotation system, so, but normally between 30 and 50. 30 and 50? That's not a big McDonald's we have here in our town. I wonder how many staff was in that one in Ayr a couple of weeks ago. This is a much bigger McDonald's, and well, 30 to 50 on a Saturday, on a good day. Goodness grief. And all working hard, no one standing about in there. They were all squeezing past each other and rapidly and hurriedly sorting out trays and orders. Tell you one thing, I don't know what they get paid, but they earn their crust in there, I would reckon. Yeah, it's McDonald's. I have to say their ice cream's really nice. So that was that, and it's been going good at the car boot. We got rid of some other bigger bulky items that were handed in. And which makes a big difference. I've only got one bulky item left to get rid of. And we nearly got rid of it about three times, but it was just a wee bit too heavy for the people to take away. Or it was a wee bit too heavy for what they wanted, to be honest. But they were up for buying it up to the point that they'll try to lift it. So that's the fun and games of the car boot up to now. And it's been great to just even wander around about. Oh, that's that big patchy broom that I told you about in, or I mentioned, I should say, told you about. I mentioned in an audio the other day there, here. That's over halfway across the path. And with the sun being out today, it's covered in bees, by the way. I can't get into it, I can see them inside. Anyway, I can't record them because I've got binaurals in and there's no way I'm sticking my ear hole next to a bee. And the scent of it in the sun is heady. Really beautiful. There is one you get, it's a pineapple broom. I've only ever smelt that once before and it's gorgeous. So anyway, I think that'll do for that. Next bit of recording I'll be doing is the bands. So I'll finish this one off just now. Loads of kilts, you can see them already. Hundreds, thousands of kilts. Some of those guys look like they're going home already. Ah, didn't they make it through to the semis or the final? Ah well, always another day, guys. Okay, finishing this one now. Before 10 minutes is up. Next recording, big band stuff.